Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart.
We've got a little souffle that we've made for you. It's got a little of this headline, a little dash of that jaw dropper, a pinch of the unusual. We call it the ramble.
Hugo Chavez has created a new time zone for Venezuela because he can. Venezuelans set their clocks back a half hour on Sunday and created their own time zone. The reason? Well, apparently so school children can have more daylight. Now, the change was announced a few weeks ago, but delayed for, as you can imagine, technical reasons. Now, on Sunday, Chavez told reporters he doesn't care if people think he's crazy and that a new time zone would go ahead anyway. Venezuela is now 4.5 hours behind universal time.
This is a ramble story that I have to say you have to find completely unsurprising that it has happened, which is that somebody who was in the Borat movie has now sued him. Seems a little late, but maybe it takes a while to get these things worked out. This is the guy actually suing 20th Century Fox and Sacha Baron Cohen, the guy who plays Borat. This is the driving instructor, actually one of the really more memorable parts of the movie. He was the guy who told Borat that women have the right to choose who they sleep with in America.
Right? I forgot about that.
This guy, he says that the Borat people, they lied to him about the nature of the film before he agreed to be on camera. He said the crew told him they were filming a documentary about a foreigner's experience adjusting to life in America. And he claims that he participated because part of his job is helping people adjust to their new surroundings in the U.S. by teaching them to drive.
He sounds like a nice man.
If you saw the movie, if you remember, he really was trying to sort of make what Borat was saying kind of – he was trying to make sense of it and then trying to kind of give him the right opinion, you know, about like when you drive, you got to do this and that and you can't – Borat was yelling things to women out the window and saying he didn't want to hold the steering wheel because it looked like a gypsy was eating his kham. I don't even know what that means. But anyway, this guy's suing for $100,000 in damages. The film made $261 million at the box office, so they have a little extra lying around.
Yeah, I think they can give it to that nice man. All right, Da Vinci's fingerprints show he may have been of Arab descent. Now, it's a 3-year investigation of 52 manuscripts found one lone print from Leonardo da Vinci's left index finger. All right, so they look at this print and they discover it contains what's called a central whorl. And apparently 60% of people in the Middle East have this distinction in their fingerprint. And the print supports a popular theory among anthropologists that Da Vinci's mother perhaps was a slave who came to Tuscany from Istanbul. Stay tuned.
These are not your granny's slot machines, if you're curious. By the way, I feel like it's so mean to grandmothers and mothers when we always say, this isn't your mother's Nerf football.
You're
this
right.
Isn't your grandmother's.
I have a quarter jar for everybody who writes, this isn't your father's NPR, the Bryant Park Project.
Right. We're going to get one for this isn't your grandma's anything. there are some new slot machines coming out that are aimed at younger people, and they require much more interaction. They have joysticks instead of levers. They allow you to play tandem against other people, kind of more like video games. Apparently, this is a big attempt by the gaming industry to get younger people to come in and play slot machines. Right now, slot machines, when you walk through the casino, tend to be the domain of the older folks who are there enjoying a healthful cigarette.
The ladies of a certain age.
And putting a stack of dimes into the machine. So they're trying to apparently create these new slot machines that are a little more interactive, a little more thinky, and get the young people hooked as early as possible. Slot machines, as you might know, are a mainstay of the gaming industry. They bring in 3/4 of the $60 billion in revenue that American casinos generate.
That's a lot of slots.
Jeez Louise.
All right, a story we will just not let go of. The missing canoeist. Here's the update. Remember the story we told you about? This guy, John Darwin, walked into a police station, said, hey, I don't know who I am. He had been presumed dead after disappearing in March of 2002. Everyone thought this was incredible. It's a miracle. Maybe not. His wife has apparently been taken in by police because they believe there was some shenanigans going on, that there was some sort of foul play, that Darwin and his wife had a plan to be moved to South America. John Darwin was charged separately on Saturday for making false statements to the police. She has not been charged, but she is in custody for police questioning.
She told the papers over the weekend in the UK that they had a secret exit from the house. He was living in the house. This is his wife's own words. He was living in the house most of this time. And there was a wardrobe you could go through that had a secret back door that would lead into a different apartment.
Yeah, they didn't do a great job of hiding. They took pictures. They signed documents for apartments in Panama. Yeah, not the way to disappear. Hey, that does it for The Ramble. You can find these stories and other BPP goodies at our website, npr.org/Ryan Park.